And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And all the way from Vyakoski, this is The Muddies. You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Explosion from the Muddies. Tony, and I did mention at the start of the show, all the way from Vyakoski in Finland.
Wow.
We might have more Finnish nonsense later. Well, I say nonsense, I hope you don't take the wrong way. We may have another band from Finland later on in the show.
Excellent.
Truly international show this week, Tony.
Holding out our hands across the ocean, as always.
Indeed. What is The Muddies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Muddies.
Facebook.com/The Muddies Finland.
Yeah.
Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Nil. The interesting thing about that is that when I went into Facebook to find The Muddies Facebook page, or when I typed into Google, I was sent to one of those ones where they haven't set the default URL.
Mm.
Style, but it must have updated itself as I went to it. It must have been one of these kind of pages from before. And since we mentioned the fact they hadn't updated their default URL thing, updated it, they've done it.
Excellent.
So they are now The Muddies Finland. Well done, The Muddies. We're not taking responsibility for that, by the way.
Oh, well, we might as well.
Just happened to have done it. I don't think for one second they listened to our show and went, oh my God, we must do that immediately.
I'd like to think we put it out into the world.
But possibly they did. And yeah. For all our Finnish friends out there, hi Sapaska.
Yeah.
Right, I've told you the hi Sapaska thing before, haven't I? That I was told by a Finnish girl in a brown ale brewery in Prague when I was 19 years old. The Berlin Wall hadn't come down, Tony.
Wow.
When I asked her what pleased to meet you meant in Finnish, she said, yes, of course I will. It's hi Sapaska. So for the next 20 years, every time I met someone from Finland, I would open up with, oh, you're from Finland, hi Sapaska. And they would look at me, stare at me, and eventually one person would hit me.
Right.
And when that person hit me, I said, would you mind me asking why you slapped me around the face? And she said, I don't think you know what hi Sapaska means. If you're acting like that. I went, no, I don't. I thought it meant pleased to meet you. She burst out laughing and said, it definitely does not mean pleased to meet you. I'm not going to say on air what it does mean.
Oh, okay.
It's very bad, Tony.
All right.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. But I can't stop saying it, though. You know, that's the thing. I've been saying it for 20 years. 27. Oh, Jesus, 27. Oh, my God. I've been saying that for longer than I haven't.
Yes.
That was terrifying. I would have a joke for you now, but I haven't. This is a normal Punky Radio this week. The reason I'm saying that is that for the next few weeks, things might get a bit pear-shaped.
A little bit.
It's all going to get a bit weird. But anyway, we're normal this week, so we can tell you that I would normally tell you a joke sent in by a listener this week, but we're very low on listener interaction of late, I notice.
Isn't that the truth?
If you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Right, Tony, I have got a hell of a band for you now.
Okay.
A band we've never played before. I don't know how we've managed to miss this band. They've not been around that long, but I don't know how we've missed them so far. A band called Hands Off Gretel, Tony.
Lovely.
All the way from South Yorkshire. And if you read their press release on stuff, which you can find on their website, you'll find out that within 3 months of forming, they had already been invited to do the Devolution 10th anniversary party. Devolution, of course, something that we featured in.
Okay.
Several issues many, many years ago. And also, I even got, I think one of my tracks featured on a Devolution CD as well.
That rings a bell.
How about that? Yeah, anyway, Hands Off Gretel, mate. Whoa, what a band. You can find out more about them by visiting their website, which is
handsoffgretel.com.
Handsoffgretel.co.uk.
Boss.
Paulie B on the internet too, Tony Nil. And I know what you'd probably say right now when that happened, but it's all right. They're going to say it for you. Get ready for some 90s style Riot Girl action, mate. Oh, shit. Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That, how about that then? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Great song. We will be playing another track from Hands Off Gretel, but not for a few weeks. I think it'll be into September now.
Right, okay.
The next time we play them.
Yeah.
Liking that a lot, my friend. Right, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but I still want to hear this.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Cool.
Frankie Boyle. So what should people be doing for Facebook?
Yeah, you should definitely go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. Yeah, that's it, really. We are a couple of days early, so maybe we've just missed people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
And that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll just never tire of that, Tony.
Beautiful.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Yeah, so we really want to have something between those Facebook brackets, my friend. We want it to be Facebook comments.
Yeah.
And you're right, we are recording this show a couple of days early, and we'll explain about that in the next section.
Okay.
But right now, I think we should play two songs in a row.
All right.
Stay tuned for the Punk Poet, but first up, one of my favourite bands to ever come out of Liverpool, Tony.
Beautiful.
Have you got, what are your favourite bands to come out of Liverpool ever? Go.
Beatles.
Very good.
Cast.
Right.
Herman and the Hermits.
Herman's Hermits?
I'm not even sure they're from Liverpool. Or oh, no, what it sounded like.
Yeah, no, Northern, definitely Northern.
Yeah, no,
well,
sure.
You see, I would go with, like, favourite bands from Liverpool. I'd go with Beatles, yeah, and Echo and the Bunnymen.
Oh, okay.
Like them a lot. And actually, you said Cast. That's interesting, because Cast, prior to being... Now, which way round was it? Prior to being Cast, they were the Lars, weren't they?
Lars, yeah.
But prior to being the Lars, some of the members were in a band called the Pale Fountains, who I became a big fan of in the relatively early 80s.
Oh.
As a teenager, I was a big Pale Fountains fan. Okay, so I've got to put down the Pale Fountains from Liverpool.
Lovely.
But, yeah, yeah. So we're both having that. But right now, mate, my Zombino and Skeletons.
Oh, of course.
Classic Liverpool band. And right now, Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies, absolutely loving them. We played them a little bit recently. We are playing them again in a week or two, as you'll see, because obviously I already know, because we've made shows in the past for the future, and it's done our heads in. You'll find that out starting next week. But, Tony, what is Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies.
Facebook.com/ Dinner Ladies Liverpool.
Only
been internet 3, Tony Neil. And this, mate, this is, I love this song. This has been winding me up for years, because people have stopped going out the way they used to and just having nights out and having fun. They've got more and more reasons to stay in, and it pisses me off. And Tony, this is Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies, and this is Staying In.
I'm not apologetic. It's my anesthetic to a world that's empathetic.
staying in, staying in. Too many people staying in, not going out, not going out. Too much trouble going out, staying in, staying in, staying in. Now my life is staying in, not going out, not going out, going out. No more fun going out. Staying in, staying in, staying in.
Wank stain on the duvet of society.
Give us a chance at a dead end job.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Punk Poet and a track called Dead End Jobs. That's the second track we've played by The Punk Poet, Tony.
Okay.
The thing is, you can find out more about The Punk Poet, aka Gary Johnson, by visiting his Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Gary Johnson.
facebook.com/Gary-Johnson-the-punk-poet-12217402780476. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a default URL.
But in his defence, he's the punk poet. He's a man of words.
Right.
Not a man of...
of default URLs.
Default URLs, yeah.
Right, okay.
But maybe you'll sort that out at some point. And it's Gary Johnson with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y. If you type in Gary Johnson, the punk poet, to Facebook, you'll find him. Well, that's a very catchy little number.
Lovely.
I don't know a lot about Gary Johnson other than he's a mate. He's a mate of a mate of mine called Terry.
All right.
I'm afraid I don't know where Gary's from, but he's somewhere southern. It sounds sort of estuary English, sort of home counties, I reckon.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. So, whereas I do like to give you where Evan's from, I'm not sure where he's from. I'm sure we'll find out. The last time we played him on the show, I think he listened. So,
right.
Perhaps we'll get in touch. Tony.
Yeah.
Did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. I had a band practice on my own again. I tried to write some lyrics for these songs with Marv. Apart from that,
did Marv not show then? I thought he was supposed to be showing up.
No, I did it on my own.
Right.
We're going to have a practice again when we are doing the songs apart and then collaborating over email.
That sounds very
meet up to jam them. To like fine tune them,
right?
Yeah, not a big fan of writing stuff in the recording studio.
No, I agree with you. I think she's going as prepared as possible. Yeah. And then if you do end up writing something in there, brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's it, really. I think I'm getting ready for the holiday, but yeah, that's about it, really.
Mate, I had a right old time of it.
Okay.
Only last Thursday, and I've taken over the meetup group Alternative Nottingham. When I say taken over, I'm now the admin for it, if you like. And I did and my first meetup event was in the Castle Pub last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd done it a bit too short notice. There's over 500 members in the meetup Alternative Nottingham group, and one came.
Oh.
Right. And she is called Juliana, and she is from Italy, and she's 28 years old, and she doesn't speak a lot of English. And it wasn't that easy. Fortunately, I'd had a word with my mate Pete from work, a bloke from the warehouse that I've got to know over the last week or so. Me and Pete have been getting on famously, to the point where it had been suggested that he could possibly become my lodger.
Oh, lovely.
Right. So anyway, so Pete meets up with us. She leaves early because there's a French girl in the house she's in who got locked out, and she had to go home and let the girl in because she was panicking. I don't think they're going to be in the country long.
Right, okay.
These girls. Anyway, me and Pete then go around, do a few pubs and that. We went from the castle. Where did we go? We went to Tap and Tumbler. We went somewhere else. Oh, we went to the Salutation, Tap and Tumbler. All mm-hmm. the classics.
Yeah.
And then we got the tram back to mine, right, but went to the Lion for a drink first and ended up staying there till it shut. Right. And then we walked out and I said, right, back to mine then. And he just walked out of the pub and turned in the opposite direction. And I said, where are you going? He said, I'm getting the tram back into town. I went, why? He said, mate, you're too dark. It came out of nowhere, Tony. It came out of absolutely nowhere, and he wobbled off in the wrong direction, going to get on a tram to Hucknall.
What did you talk to him about?
I don't know. I just thought we were having a good time. And then he just came out of the pub and said, you're too dark. And I sent him text and that. I've heard nothing back. And I don't know whether... So the thing is, he can't avoid me because we work in the warehouse. That's how we've got to know each other. So I'm going to have to find out off him. I might be having a quite difficult conversation in the morning, Tony.
That's brilliant.
It was fantastic. It just came out of absolutely nowhere. And I went, oh, blimey. Right.
He didn't think the whole come back to my house was a bit... he'd take it differently, did he, or something?
No, because he'd already been round, but he hadn't been upstairs, and he was going to come round and stay to see how he liked it in the house, see whether he liked the room and all that, you know.
Mm.
I thought. I'm not sure whether he thought I was going to lock him up in the cellar, but it was, yeah, I'm too dark, Tony.
Blimey.
I'm too dark for a lodger. Yeah, so anyway, that was very definitely both the high and low light of me last week.
That's brilliant.
Fantastic, wasn't it? I know, you're still laughing about it.
It's tickling me. I don't know why.
No, is it? But just to just be having a good old laugh and sinking a few pints and talking about stuff, chatting breeze, if you will, Tony.
Mm.
And then suddenly walk out of a pub and say, where are you going? The bloke turns around and says, I'm sorry, mate, you're too dark. He might just have been too drunk.
Yeah, that's the likely thing. But that's what's a random way to put it.
I know.
It was not, you know, you were a bit of an arse or whatever you would do after you're a bit drunk. Yeah. Or
It was brilliant.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right then, shall we do one from the vaults?
Yes.
All right. So now some of our, when I say older listeners, some of our listeners who've been listening for longer will know that we used to have a quite close association with Japan Files.
Mm.
Right. And Japan Files was this brilliant website that featured Japanese alternative music, and they gave us access to everything. We could just play whatever we wanted in the Japanese alternative music scene, and by golly we did, Tony.
We did.
We played loads. But then the website, they changed the way they did the website, and suddenly podcasts and radio shows and that suddenly didn't have access to the music at all. You had to buy it. And we're going, well, look, thanks very much, but we're not going to buy it.
No.
Other people buy it after we played it. That's the point. So we ended up not being able to use it anymore, but every once in a while I go back through the Japan Files stuff that I've got and think, oh, you know what, that's a good song. So a band called Overdrive, a Japanese punk band called Overdrive, but they're kind of punk rock and roll, punk and roll, Tony, a kind of punk and roll band. And but I cannot find any information about them at all.
Okay.
So I'm afraid we can't do the website here. So do you want to do half a point each, or should we just have nothing?
Let's just have nothing. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I know, because otherwise I keep having to say half, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. So basically, for Overdrive, we're having a 0-0 draw. So it's what? Is it Paulie B and the Internet 4, Tony 0? Or did you get one of them? You haven't got one of them, have you?
I've not got one of them.
It's 4-0, mate. I am sorry. I'll tell you what, I'll give you the point because I couldn't find the website. It's 4-1.
Okay.
You know, I'm fair.
Fair enough.
I'm fair, yeah. Anyway, this is brilliant. Love it, enjoy it. Everything you normally do with a song, jump about, whatever you like. This is Overdrive and Bakuhatsu Rock and Roll. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good song.
Excellent.
The Japanese know how to rock and roll. They really do. They know how to rock out, mate.
They
loads
do.
Of great bands from Japan. Have you got any gigs?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide. Where will it be?
It's local to us. Yes, if you have a gig, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. I think as alluded to last week, there's a local gig on for Nottingham. It's a punk picnic gig.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
I've been invited down.
The Bleach Boys are playing, that's why. Yeah. I know about it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just after I go away. So it's on the 12th to the 14th, which is Friday to Sunday. It's a 3-day event. And there's tons playing. And there's lots of bands we've played before playing. I can't find how much it is, but it's right. going to be...
No, no, I think it's free, mate. I think you just... I think
is it free?
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably why I can't find out.
Yeah.
But it's at the Doghouse in Carlton. Obviously, what Baz's place. So the band's playing Anti-System, Piss on Authority, Butcher Baby, Luddite Bastard, Paul Carter, Moth Cob, Noose, The Goat Suplex Conspiracy, Cringer and the Battle Cats, Liberty Rotunda, Army of Skanks, Radioactive Rats, Sanction This, Sod's Law, Bleach Boys, playing Saturday, Death Zone, Government Death Epidemic, Benefit State, Asbo Peep Show, we played before,
yeah.
Rioters, Wonk Unit, headline Sunday, Three Stone Monkey, Brocker, Kimberly Stakes, Werecats, Truth Equals Treason, The Black Widows, Run Off the Static, Public Gallery, Martin Unsworth, and Misspelt.
Oh, brilliant.
So, great weekend.
We've not played Misspelt in a long time.
It's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be great.
That sounds brilliant.
And it's down road from me. Unfortunately, it won't be down road from me on Saturday.
No. Well, it'll be a long way up the road from you on Saturday. I'm going to go on Saturday, but I won't be able to get there until about 5 o'clock.
Bleach Boys are playing at 10 past five.
Are they really?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, in that case, I'll be there in time to see the Bleach Boys.
Yeah, you might see Carl as well. Hang out at the Doghouse.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll see Baz as well.
Oh, you will?
This is very exciting, Tony.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your excellent gig guide, because it means that I know what I'm doing next Saturday.
There you go.
Very happy about that. Anyway, Tony, the thing is, I've got a gig as well.
Okay.
Which means it's time for...
Boy Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes! That makes me laugh.
Lovely.
I am so proud of myself for that. What I've picked now for this mini feature, Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Mm. Yes.
This week I've gone for one. I say it's this week. It actually starts on Saturday, August 13th, and it's the MKE Punk Fest 6, Tony.
Okay.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Lovely.
Which I have visited several times as a young man when I was at college in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Mm.
That's right. And it starts on the 13th of August. It actually goes on for a month. Well, it goes on till Sunday, September 4th. And there's a load of different bands on. There's six venues, 7 days, 8 stages, August 13th, September 3rd. And you can find out who's on via their website, which is mkepunkfest.com. Nice. So find out what's happening there. Milwaukee is punking out for the end of summer. Absolutely brilliant. Great town, Milwaukee, as well.
Mm.
And wasn't that where Happy Days was based?
I know where it was, where Wayne's World was based. So
no, Wayne's World was in Aurora, outside of Chicago.
Ah.
It's a good job I'm here with the facts, isn't it?
You're probably right, then. It probably is Happy Days.
Yeah. It was Happy Days, and what were the offshoots? Joni and Chachi.
Oh, Chachi. Joni. He's gone down in estimation.
And there was a... Now, what was the other one? Was it Uncle Rhoda? There was a whole bunch of them. I think there were four.
Okay.
There was another offshoot, Laverne and Shirley.
Was that Happy Days?
I think they were all set in Milwaukee, yeah.
Oh, wow, blimey.
Yeah, yeah. So how about that? Blimey, we talked about that for quite a long time. And that concludes...
Paulie Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes! Yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Nice.
And so that's, in fact, the end of...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that?
Yay!
Right, so there was lots of singing there, Tony.
Beautiful.
And there's going to be a lot more singing now, because we're going to play two songs in a row.
Okay.
This time, we are talking Scandinavia, my friend.
Okay, cool.
Now, we've already played Finland, I know, but Finland not in Scandinavia. A lot of people think it is. It's not. Neither is Iceland. Or Budgeons.
Nice.
But so listen out for Nightmen from Malmo in Sweden, but first up from Aalborg in Denmark. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's spelled Stodgsnack, but Stoysnack. But he is a screamer songwriter. We did play one track by him a while ago, but I'll pick this one out as another cracker. You can find out more about him by his Bandcamp page, which is
stodgesnack.bandcamp.com?
It is, yeah. It's Tony 2, Paulie being in set 4. Stodgesnack, I'm spelling it S-T-O-J-S-N-A-K. Now, in Danish, that's not how it's spelled, but for the benefit of the website, that's how it is.
Mm.
There's a funny O in the Danish thing. But yeah, stojsnak.bandcamp.com. You can find out more about him. Right now, this is Hugh Men.
Snickerdoodles.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nightmen, a track called Hot Days, rather summery.
Lovely.
Yeah, Nightmen, as I say, all the way from Malmo in Sweden. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Nightmen Band.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/Nightmen Rock.
Mm.
A bit like alcohol rock, Tony.
Yeah,
yeah. So, Paulie Beans Net 5, Tony 2. I'm loving that album. The whole Nightmen album I've got, really, really good. Now, When I say, are you doing anything this week? I know you are, but do you know where you'll be kind of right now?
Today's Wednesday.
Sorry, I should say, we don't know when right now is for people listening, but anyway. True. You went to Germany on what, Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning, we drove to, the usual, drove to Dunkirk, drove to Germany in the afternoon.
Via the Antwerp Ring Road?
Of course, Ghent, Antwerp Ring Road, Eindhoven, Venlo, past Wankum, and hitting Dusseldorf. And then we're staying at Steph's parents last night, and then tonight we've actually gone down to wherever we're going, Pilsbach, I think it is. It's between Nuremberg and Mulheim.
So Pilsbach and Wankum, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, Tony, because we know some things that happen in the future, I was almost on the verge of asking you whether you turned left or right at Ghent. And when you said Wankum, I very nearly said, is that the home of the Happy Ending Robots? But obviously this hasn't happened yet.
No.
Oh, the games we play. Exactly. You've got something to look forward to. Keep listening over the next few weeks and all will be explained.
Yeah, so I am now currently, I'm at my destination. We are house sitting in the south of Germany, looking after someone's house with a horse. Actually what we're doing.
Hold on, you're looking after the house with a horse? Mm. As in, the horse is helping you look after it, or the house has got a horse in it?
The house got a horse in it, and we're looking after both of those things as a package.
Have you looked after a horse before, Tony?
No, can't be that odd.
Has Steph looked after a horse before?
Yeah.
Oh, she has, right. So basically, she's looking after the horse, and you're relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much better.
Exactly.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to say that, Tony.
Okay.
That you would be looking after a horse this week.
Live and learn, don't you?
It's an age of confusion. I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing this week, Tony, but now on Saturday I'll be going to the Punk's Picnic at the Doghouse in Carlton.
I would highly recommend it.
That's my plan.
Excellent.
And I'm going to see the Bleach Boys and other bands. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get there on Sunday yet. I would love to see Wonk Unit, but I'm not sure what my plans are on Sunday yet, but I'll certainly be there Saturday evening.
The one late after 10 o'clock, but
yeah. It depends what I'm doing, basically. But yeah, I will be there, certainly, for Saturday night. I'm very excited. Very excited. Mm. Right then, we're going to play another song.
Okay.
This time, Tony, we're getting a little bit more traditional now with where you think of music coming from. You don't think of music coming from South Yorkshire or Viakoski or Malmo or Aalborg, but you do think of it coming from Los Angeles, I would say.
Yes.
And Blacklist Union are LA hard rockers par excellence. And you can find out more about them by visiting their website, which is?
Blacklistunion.com.
It is. So what does that make it?
3-5?
5-3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, probably internet 5, Tony 3. Oh no, hang on. No, because I gave you that point. Is it 4 all?
No, I don't think I've got Nightman.
It's 5-3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you got Stodge Snack, right? And you got Blanche. Yeah, that's it. 5-3. Right, it doesn't matter, really. I'll tell you what my problem is, Tony, is that I'm just super jaded.
Shall notice mountains.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blacklist Union Super Jaded. Find out more about them at blacklistunion.com, and I recommend you do. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, cribbons.
I know. Oh, no, I do.
You've got a twat. Remembered, haven't you? I thought we discussed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it one that you've noticed yourself?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear about what the twattage is supposed to be and then do your one.
Yep, so if you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats with thanks, do get them in. We had a bad day this week. Well, last week rather, I guess. It would be about Wednesday night last week. The neighbour's daughter decided to have a party, and it didn't finish till 5 a.m. on Wednesday night. So we both had very little sleep. I think I got to bed about 3. Got to sleep about 3. Steph got sleep about 5.
They had a party on a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
And what are the neighbours?
It's a single mother with a daughter. The mother was out overnight, and the daughter decided to have a party and have her friends over.
Oh, went crazy.
Yeah. So I think I lasted about 2:30 before I went out and shouted at them, and that shone up for about an hour, and then they started off again. But apparently they went to bed when the sun came up about 5 a.m.
Right.
So twats.
You can't be doing that on a Wednesday night, without warning people.
Just like a zombie. The next day I walked to work as is my wont, and I just felt like a zombie walking to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we were both ruined for the day.
There's just a little bit of me here that is going, I'd have done the same. You got the house, fucking let's have it. You don't care, do you?
Oh no, totally. But I think we've all done it, but I think I used to do it when I was at the weekend. I think
weekday is a little bit out of order. Okay, we can twat these people.
Yeah, so for keeping me up all night and not in a good way.
So how old is the daughter?
16.
16. Twat.
Old enough to twat.
Old enough to twat, mate. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's legal age.
This is the legal age of twatting.
So for keeping me and my better half up till in the early hours of morning on a weekday, my neighbour from Mapley in Nottingham
is a twat.
Is as well.
What you should do is you should cut this bit of the show out and you should put it on a CD and you should drop it through the letterbox for the mum to listen to, because the daughter won't know what the fuck the CD is, so she won't know what to do with it. And then you just play that bit and mum goes, oh dear, I think we need a little chat.
Oh, I've already grasped on her.
Oh, you've already grasped her up?
Oh yeah, it took me about 2 hours after in the morning because I've got a number.
You snitch.
I did, damn right.
Brilliant.
That's it.
There you go, absolutely fair enough. Last track this week, Tony. Okay. And we're going back to Finland, as threatened. We started off in Vajakoski, we're finishing up in Oulu, and a band called The Handshake that we've never played before, and a track I was tempted to get you to introduce, Tony, but have decided not to. What is The Handshake's Facebook page?
facebook.com/thehandshakeband.
facebook.com/the-handshake-1951734271799907. And why is that, Tony?
That's their default, yeah.
I haven't set a default URL. But quite a few of the Finns haven't managed this, we've noticed. The Muddies have now, and maybe The Handshake will, now that we've alerted to them and their new fans to this problem.
There you go.
I am now going to try to introduce this track, Tony.
Okay.
And just be thankful it's not you.
Yeah.
This is The Handshake. And a track called, and some of their tracks on their latest album are in English and do have English titles. This one, however, is Sukupolvien Valinen Kuilu. Yeah.
out by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. That was indeed the handshake, and I'm sure that I didn't say Suku Polvi en Valin en Kuilu right, but it's right. The best I've got.
That's okay.
I've had a right laugh, Tony.
Been good, hasn't it?
I've really enjoyed chatting to you this week. I hope you have a fantastic holiday.
Thank you very much.
And to all of you out there, please do get in touch with us whenever you want about anything at all, because the next couple of shows are pre-recorded, but they're worth it.
Yes.
They are worth it, and you, as I say, there's some things occur that we weren't expecting, and we have had some very good ideas.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's some great music coming up as well. So the next time that I talk to you properly will be in September.
Yep, 1st September is the next time we record, but there are a show every week until then, so it's all as normal. Don't worry,
and we have not let you down.
No.
I'm looking forward to the next few shows. Maybe you could just very briefly mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Thanks to everyone for listening. We love you all, and I'd love you all to come and stay with me, but apparently I'm a bit dark. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Opook. Opook.